Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here. Welcome to this episode of Connection Point. Pleased to be speaking with Richard Hutton, the Director of Channel Marketing for Samsung Electronics America's Enterprise Business Division. Richard has over 20 years experience in the IT space, also holds the number 10 position on CRN's top 25 channel sales leaders of 2012. Here today to talk to us about Samsung's incredible range of products and really why Samsung is a great choice for your organization. And Richard, appreciate the time today.
Thank you very much, James. Appreciate it.
So Samsung products spanning really a big range here from printing to virtualization, but I believe there are some folks that don't know all of the categories that are available from the Samsung family. So let's start off here with a little bit of a breakdown and kind of talk about the breadth of your market position and some of the offerings you have in various product categories.
Happy to. So I think in the B2B space, our legacy has been in the display market. So we've had we've enjoyed a fantastic market share position in the desktop monitor market. And I think if those folks who have been buying Samsung for a period of time, maybe that's what we're best known for. But you're right, in the last couple of years, we've considerably expanded our portfolio. And this is really bringing products to North America that Samsung has been making and branding worldwide for some time. So we have a very broad variety of printing products from, we only focus on the laser, so we don't do inkjet, so just laser printers, so anything from that kind of Soho, maybe home office kind of device, a sort of $99 to $199, all the way up to, you know, all singing, all dancing, A3 copier class that will basically publish a book for you, up to kind of like, you know, $12,000, $13,000 when you add in all the tables and the paper trays and all that good stuff. But we have a really neat portfolio right in the middle there that's a real sweet spot, we believe, for the business space, from kind of monochrome product all the way through to kind of multifunction color. And a couple of products I want to point out here while I've got the chance are ML3712 is really our workhorse, departmental workgroup monochrome printer. It's the fastest one. It's in its class. It's a really small footprint. So it didn't take up a lot of space. It's got a really high yield for months. So unless you're printing more than about 75,000-80,000 pages a month, this thing is going to be a real solid workhorse for you. And then using that footprint, there is a color multifunction version of that, and it's the SCX 5839FR. And that's basically the same engine, but obviously now with color and scanning, and I do believe people are still faxing, believe it or not, so we've got that functionality on there too. So from printing products and that, and going back to those display products, that was a nice legacy into the digital signage space. And again, we enjoy significant market share in that digital signage space. These are not TVs. So my other sisters and brothers on the retail side deal with the TV products. These are large format displays anywhere from 32-inch all the way up to 82-inch. Predominantly now LED. We were the first to market with a commercial grade LED panel. And some of the differences between the sort of commercial grade digital signage panels to our normal TV products are these are products that are built to be on a long time. So the TV that sat in your living room, that's designed to be on for about 6, 7, 8 hours a day. The products we build for our digital signage solutions are designed to be on for anywhere from 16 hours a day to 24 hours a day. So there's some significant differences with the components, the way we get rid of the heat dissipation, and also from a customer satisfaction standpoint, the warranty on our commercial displays is typically a 3-year parts and labor warranty. So it's a broad product line with some key products that are really focused at the SMB space in the B2B frame. So again, from a display perspective, you mentioned it in your intro about virtualization. That has been probably one of the fastest growing display categories for us. We have a full suite of both zero client displays for those folks that are in the VMware space, and then a thin client line for those folks that are in the using a Citrix solution. Again, first to market with those types of products amongst our competitors. We're about to revive that line, so early part of 2013. In fact, January, the new products will be out there with a slightly different ID. We're putting built-in speakers in, too, because that's becoming more of a demand from our client base. So, again, very, very big in virtualization. And then, obviously, mobility is a key area of success for Samsung, both from our kind of Galaxy tablet or Android-based devices. anything from a 7-inch to a 10.1-inch new Galaxy Note tablet with the S Pen is really, really cool if you're doing any kind of design work or you're still wanting to take notes. We have an input device that we developed specifically for that space. And then obviously all the way through a fantastic portfolio of let's say, more Wintel-based products, so Windows and Intel-based product from our award-winning Series 9. And perhaps our most successful PC product in the B2B space is our Series 7 Slate product has been very, very good for us. This is a tablet format, but using Intel chips and Windows operating system. That's been very, very successful in B2B for us, and we've just announced a whole new range of Windows 8 product too. So if we have folks that are transitioning to Windows 8 or using more of a kind of a touch-enabled device, we have our Smart PC line, which is coming out with Windows 8. It's out in the marketplace right now and picking up speed as we speak. So, and I'm going to forget my we'd get killed for this afterwards if I didn't mention our branded memory side too. So on the solid-state drive, we have industry-leading clock speeds with our 840 series of solid-state drives, so our branded memory. A lot of folks out there in the B2B space have Samsung components in their devices, whether they've got the Samsung brand on those devices or not. This is our first entry into kind of the branded memory space. We've been making memory for a long, long time, and I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the memory space too. So a lot of products specifically built for the B2B market, but a very, very wide portfolio.
Absolutely. Hey, Richard, let me pin you down on two personal products that you're most excited about.
Two. Okay. Wow. That's okay. Now I've got to thin down. I really like our new smart PC. It's our Windows 8 device. Again, not our first foray into the kind of Windows Slate market. So smart PC, what I really like about it, I mean, it's light, it's thin. The resolution on the screen is fantastic. We're using Core i5 processors from Intel in that device, so it's nice and fast. But we've built a nice little docking keyboard that actually fits around the device. So when you first see the device with the docking keyboard, you think it's just a regular clamshell laptop that you see everywhere. But there is a magnetic connection there, so you can take the display portion off, and basically now you've got a fully functioning tablet device, and you can leave that keyboard. So when I travel, for example, and I go to a lot of conferences and trade shows and those kind of things, I'm not lugging around a clamshell laptop with me. I'll leave the keyboard in my hotel room and just take the tablet with me, and I might take notes or check in back in the office. And then when I go back to my room at night and doing all that following up on email that we always have to do late at night, I just easily snap it into the keyboard dock and away I go. It's a really, really cool device. And I think that the other device that I'm kind of excited about, and it's been a long time coming, we took some feedback from the marketplace. So I spoke a little bit earlier about the difference between a consumer TV product, and we've been very successful in that space, and the difference between that and a commercial panel that you might see hanging up in a restaurant or in an arrivals lounge at an airport or in a bus terminal, those kind of places. We brought a new hybrid model to play. And hybrid, it's got some of the component levels that we use in our TV product. It's got slightly longer warranty, so that one comes with a two-year warranty. Most TVs is usually 90 days or 180 days. That comes with a two-year warranty, very simple plug and play. So if you're just looking to put a large format display maybe in the lobby of your business and maybe you just want some simple signage in there, it'll take a USB stick. So you can write out a welcome, you know, customer number one to our building or whatever it is when you've got guests coming to your lobby. Pop it on the USB stick, stick the USB straight into the display itself, and it will run that all day long. It ships with our Magic Info Lite software, so if you want to do slightly more in-depth signage, so maybe you want to have the weather station running on the bottom of the screen, and you want to segment the screen and break it up into different pieces, you can do that very simply with Magic Info Lite. So I really, really like our H series, our hybrid products. It's an LED product we just put on the marketplace this year and going very well for us. So a couple of different examples of two of the products that I'm most excited about.
I know that was hard to limit you to two, but you did well there, Richard. Let me do this.
I'm going to get killed. I can see the printer guy coming after me now. Saying, why didn't you talk about my product?
Hey, we're going to give plenty of contact and follow-up information so folks can get more on all the breadth of products from Samsung. But let me bring the conversation to this point. One, you obviously mentioned a bunch of great products out there. Samsung has something in the marketplace now. It's got a cool factor. It's got a little swagger factor. Yep. There's something sexy about Samsung right now. Outside of that, though, what I'd love to hear is, what have you heard from a customer or two? We'll keep it a quick anecdote here, but what have you heard that they've said, hey, outside of the cool factor, we have gained an advantage by having some Samsung products in our business environment. What have they said to you, Richard?
So that's a really good question. I think, you know, the cool factor comes, there's a lot of sweat and hard work that goes behind that cool factor, right? And it's not just about how the design looks and how it feels in your hand. It's how it boots up, how it operates, how easy it is to maintain. So we spend a lot of dollars on research and development, and not just at the finished goods level, but also at the components. Don't forget, when you buy a Samsung product, the vast majority, and outside of the motherboard or the chipset and maybe the operating system in a PC, for example, we're making every single component within that product too. So there's a lot of research and development goes in, not just at the finished product level, but at that component level too. I think that helps with all the cool design and the cachet that comes along with that, delivers that cool factor. So a couple of examples of customers that have, let's see, they're gaining efficiency. So we were one of the first ones with a Wintel-based tablet product. So a kind of, you know, a 11.6-inch screen, less than 2 pounds. And we sold that to a client. I can't mention their name. We sold that to a client who has a lot of outside restaurants where folks are sitting by a pool and there's a waitress or a waiter coming around taking menu orders, and you're ordering a cheeseburger and fries by the pool. The waiter had to manually walk back to the kitchen, deliver that order, then wait, maybe take some more orders, and maybe that meal's already cooked and it's underneath a hot plate, and then eventually go back to that kitchen, get that order, and bring it out to the client. And then we're getting a lot of complaints about cold food and the quality, and some customer satisfaction issues were arising from that. They switched to, and we did this with a partner, they switched to our tablet design, our Wintel tablet design, Series 7 Slate product, cut down on, not only got rid of all the customer satisfaction issues as far as the food being cold, the food was always hot, but also that food was coming out a lot quicker because that tablet spoke to their system back in the kitchen. They knew what they were making. They also got a note that it was already ready, so the waiter or waitress could go and get it. So there's a couple of examples I know in the catering space where we've driven technology to make to increase customer satisfaction for the end client. Another one, I didn't mention earlier, we have a really cool mobile print app that you can download from the Android store or from the Apple store. It actually works with iOS too, as well as on the Android platform. But it's one of the only mobile print apps out there on the marketplace that will print any document type. So whether it's a typical Microsoft Office document, or whether it's an Apple document, Mac document, or any other kind of no-name platform out there, it'll print any document type. And we sold that to, and again, I can't say the name, one of the larger airlines in the U.S. who had just adopted a competitor's tablet, but that tablet software wasn't enabling them to print their flight instructions, and they have to still print all that information off. So there has to be hard document backup for all that flight information. So we sold them a fleet of our wireless printers with our mobile print app, and now they could use any device to print all those flight documents out there. So a couple of examples of how we've driven that technology to the marketplace that's actually making a difference in the marketplace.
And absolutely, those sound like tools and offerings that are general acceptance, but used in, again, you gave the catering experience over in the airline industry. What about solutions that are tailored to specific vertical market segments? Do you play in a specific, say, a healthcare area or specific products for education?
So absolutely we do. We have kind of four focus areas for our product portfolio. So healthcare you mentioned, education you mentioned, corporate, and then the retail and what we'll call transportation, for want of a better term. Airports is probably the easy example of that, but there's bus terminals and all sorts of other areas of transportation where we have products that are suited for that. So for example, in the healthcare space, there are certain certifications that you have to have in the B2B space in order to sell your products into, certainly when you're anywhere close to the actual patient. So we are Cerner and McKesson certified now with our printing devices. So you'll see our printing devices used very, very close to the patient. We've also been very successful with our virtualized desktop product in the healthcare market, and are currently going through a certification process to get them diagnostically certified. In education, we're running a really interesting pilot right now, and I'm okay to talk about the pilot. We haven't put this to market yet, but we've been starting to talk about the pilot because we've seen a lot of success already with it. So we picked a school in the Memphis City area, Jeter Middle School, and they were looking at some sort of failing grades and basically a lowering of test scores and students not engaged in the classroom. And back in Korea, we developed what we call the Samsung Smart Classroom solution. So it involves a large format touchscreen, which the facilitator or teacher can use, but it comes with some built-in software. So in the education space, they talk about learning management software. So it comes with a very simple-to-use learning management software suite that speaks to our PCs and our tablets. And we've deployed that in this middle school in Memphis and are currently monitoring, you know, test scores, student engagement, and the faculty are raving right now. They can't, you know, they're really overjoyed with the amount of increase they're getting in student engagement. Because face it, a lot of these kids are going home and using mobile devices and using tablets and using PCs in the home space, and certainly smartphones too. And then they come to school and it's still chalk and talk, and it doesn't really jive. So by delivering this kind of mobile experience to the students, we're seeing these test scores rise, we're seeing engagement levels rise. So we're certainly, that's obviously key for the education market. You'll probably see us come to market with that product later in 2013. As I say, we want to be, this is not an easy product, fairly easy product to sell and use, but as far as how we bundle it and how we package it so folks like PC Connection can sell it easily to their client base, those are the kind of things we're working through, what kind of training needs are required. So we're doing a lot of hand-holding with that middle school right now to make sure that we're developing a package that is easy to get to the marketplace. So a couple of examples of products that we've built that are specific to vertical markets as well.
Yeah, now some good stuff there, Richard. Appreciate the anecdotes, the stories. I know you and I could continue on here for another 30 minutes, maybe an hour, but we are going to cut the time at this point. I promised I'll give some contact information in just a moment. But before that, I got to give you the old thank you for joining us on Connection Point.
My pleasure, James. Thanks for having me.
And folks, if you are interested in learning more about Samsung solutions or services that are available to support your system refresh and your technology deployment, then contact your account manager. You can also learn more online. GovConnection.com is the website. The phone number, toll-free, 800-800-0019. And email is connect@PCConnection.com. I'm James Hillier. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.